Your Guide to Canada's Rural and Francophone Immigration Pilots, the Ultimate 2025 Guide, with free checklist. Dreaming of settling in a welcoming Canadian community while enjoying the benefits of permanent residency? Canada's Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, RNIP, and Francophone Immigration Pilot are designed to help skilled workers like you build a new life in smaller, vibrant communities. But let's be honest, navigating these programs can feel overwhelming. Don't worry, we've got you covered. In this ultimate guide, we'll walk you through everything you need to know about these pilots in 2025, including how to obtain a work permit while your permanent residency application is being processed. Plus, we've included a free downloadable checklist to make the process even easier. Sparkle's quick navigation. What are the rural and francophone immigration pilots? Who is eligible? Participating communities. Step-by-step application guide. Work permit options. Required documents. Tips for a successful application. Benefits of settling in rural or francophone communities. FAQs. Conclusion. 1. What are the rural and francophone immigration pilots? These pilots are designed to attract skilled workers to smaller Canadian communities and promote francophone immigration outside Quebec. Here's a quick overview. Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, RNIP, aims to address labor shortages in rural and northern communities. Offers a pathway to permanent residency for skilled workers who want to settle in participating communities. Francophone Immigration Pilot encourages French-speaking skilled workers to settle in francophone minority communities outside Quebec. Helps support the vitality of French-speaking communities across Canada.
Did you know?
Both pilots prioritize candidates with a genuine intention to settle in the community and contribute to its economic growth. 2. Who is eligible? To be eligible for these pilots, you must meet the following criteria. Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, RNIP. Have a valid job offer from an employer in a participating community. Meet the community-specific requirements, e.g., work experience, education, language skills. Demonstrate the intention to settle in the community. Francophone Immigration Pilot. Be a French-speaking skilled worker. Have a valid job offer from an employer in a francophone community outside Quebec. Meet the language requirements. 3. Participating communities. Here's a list of communities participating in these pilots. Rural participating communities. Pictou County, NS. North Bay, Ontario. Sudbury, ON. Timmins, Ontario. Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Thunder Bay, Ontario. Steinbach, Manitoba. Altona, Rhineland, MB. Brandon, Manitoba. Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Clairchaume, AB. West Kootenay, BC. North Okanagan Shuswap, BC. Peace Liard, BC. Francophone Participating Communities. Acadian Peninsula, NB. Sudbury, ON. Timmins, Ontario. Superior East Region, ON. St. Pierre Jolies, MB. Kelowna, British Columbia. 4. Step-by-step application guide. Here's how to apply for these pilots. Step 1. Check your eligibility. Who can apply? To apply for permanent residence through the Rural Community Immigration Pilot, RCIP, you must have a valid job offer from a designated employer in the community. Have at least 1 year, 1,560 hours of related work experience in the past 3 years. What counts as related work experience? What counts as related work experience? Your work experience must include most of the main duties. Be at a skill level related to the National Occupational Classification, NOC, training, education, experience and responsibilities, TER, category of your job offer. Include the actions listed in the description of your NOC. Work experience exemption if you studied and graduated in the community. Prove your language abilities by taking an approved test, opens in a new tab. have a Canadian educational credential or the foreign equivalent. What counts as a Canadian educational credential or the foreign equivalent? For education in Canada, a Canadian educational credential is a Canadian secondary school, high school, diploma, recognized Canadian post-secondary certificate, diploma, or degree from a designated learning institution. For education outside of Canada, an educational credential assessment, ECA, report from a designated organization or professional body that is less than 5 years old on the date you apply, shows you completed a foreign credential equal to a Canadian secondary school, high school, diploma, or Canadian post-secondary certificate, diploma, or degree. Prove you have enough money opens in a new tab to support your transition and your family's transition into the community. Step 2. Secure a job offer. Find a job with an employer in a participating community. Step 3. Submit your application to the community. Apply directly to the community for a recommendation. Once you have a valid job offer from a designated employer, they will send your community recommendation application directly to the community to review. Communities will check to make sure your job is in a priority sector or occupation and the offer is real, you meet all the requirements for the pilot. If they decide to recommend you, you can apply for permanent residence. Step 4. Receive a community recommendation. If approved, the community will recommend you for permanent residency. Step 5. Submit your permanent residency application. Complete and submit your application to Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC. Create an account or sign in. You must apply online using the Permanent Residence, PR, portal. 5. Work permit options. While waiting for your permanent residency application to be processed, you may be eligible for a temporary 2 years work permit to start working in the community. Here's how it works. Eligibility for a work permit. You must have a valid job offer from an employer in a participating community. The community must provide a recommendation for permanent residence. You must meet all other work permit requirements. How to apply for a work permit? Gather required documents, job offer letter, community recommendation, and proof of qualifications. Submit your application, apply online or at a Visa Application Center, VAC. Provide biometrics, if required, visit a VAC to provide fingerprints and a photo. Wait for a decision, processing times vary by country. Work permits for spouses or common law partners. Work permits for spouses or common law partners. Your spouse or common law partner can apply for an open work permit at the same time as you apply for your 2-year work permit. Their work permit will only let them work in the same community as you. Pro tip, a work permit allows you to start working and settling in the community while your permanent residency application is being processed. 6. Required documents. Get your forms and documents ready. You must use the document checklist to make sure you include all the forms and documents you need. Make sure you fill out each form completely. Answer all questions truthfully. Sign all forms. Here's what you'll need to apply. Forms you'll fill out in the portal. You'll fill out these digital forms inside the portal for yourself and any family members 18 or older. Generic application form for Canada, IMM0008. Get the instructions, opens in a new tab. Schedule A, Background Declaration, EIMM5669. Get the instructions, opens in a new tab. Additional Family Information, IMM5406. Get the instructions, opens in a new tab. Supplementary Information, Your Travels, IMM5562. Get the instructions, opens in a new tab. PDF Forms You'll Upload. Document Checklist, Rural Community Immigration Pilot, IMM0246, opens in a new tab. Offer of Employment to a Foreign National, Rural Community Immigration Pilot, IMM0247, opens in a new tab. Schedule 1, Rural Community Immigration Pilot, IMM0248, opens in a new tab. Recommendation from the Designated Economic Development Organization, Rural Community Immigration Pilot, IMM0249. PDF forms you'll sign and upload, if they apply to you. Statutory Declaration of Common Law Union IMM 5409 opens in a new tab. Separation Declaration for Minors Traveling to Canada IMM 5604 opens in a new tab. Other documents you'll upload. Proof of language proficiency. Proof of education. Proof of settlement funds. Proof of relevant work experience. 7. Tips for a successful application. Research the community and demonstrate your intention to settle there. Secure a job offer from an employer in a participating community. Meet the language requirements. Submit a complete and accurate application. 8. Benefits of settling in rural or francophone communities. Lower cost of living, affordable housing and living expenses. Strong community support, welcoming and close-knit communities. Job opportunities, address labor shortages and build a career. Quality of life, access to nature, outdoor activities, and a slower pace of life. 9. FAQs. Question: can I apply without a job offer? A. No, a valid job offer from a participating community is required. Question: what is the processing time? A. Processing times vary but are generally faster than other immigration programs. Question: can I bring my family with me? A. Yes, you can include your spouse or common law partner and dependent children in your application. 10. Conclusion. Canada's rural and francophone immigration pilots are incredible opportunities to build a new life in welcoming communities. With this guide, you're well equipped to navigate the process with confidence. Start gathering your documents, download our free checklist, and take the first step toward your Canadian dream. Ready to begin your journey? Subscribe to our newsletter for more tips, resources, and updates on immigrating to Canada. Your future starts here. Rocket sparkles.